using all the terms of the path in here. He starts with Manzel Ayes Nadim, means the house, Mayus. Home, disappointed, and company. Then it goes to the doorstep and path. Then it goes in dua and hopefulness. That it plays with the words like this. So in Persian, when I look at this highlighted that way, suddenly my brain goes wow, because interconnection of all these different terms, and in a simple way telling this story, it's fantastic that way. Yes, Peter.
With tearful eyes, he went to the sheikh.
That tearful eye make a parenthesis, because that's one of these stuff I was talking about. Tearful eye, in Persian language, you could say tearful eye, or you could say waterful eye. I mean, the eye full of water. We use that word, waterful, okay? And he's using that because this is the vision full of the water. You remember, it's the honest fellow who spent 1 year honestly, and now he knows that, okay, this disappointed, but I need the prayer of this fellow at least. So he's playing with it. It's waterful eye, but doesn't make sense, I think. Yeah.
Tear-filled would work in English.
What do you mean?
Tear-filled. It was tear-filled eyes. Tearful. Yeah. Anyway, he went to the sheikh. He was raining tears like a cloud. O sheikh, he cried, it is the time for mercy and pity.
Mercy and pity, remember the words.
Yes.
I am in despair. Now is the time for kindness. He said, say plainly, what is the cause of thy...
Sorry. Change that time at least to hour. Because the word is hour over there, sa'at. And there is a little bit of difference over there about time and hour. This is the hour of telling me.
He said, say plainly, what is the cause of thy despair? What is thy object? What hast thou in view?
What hast thou in view? In Persian it is, what are you facing towards? Means, which way are you facing? What is, what do you see in front of you? Things like that. Yes.
He answered, the emperor chose me to seek a certain branching tree. For there is a tree unique in the quarters. Its fruit is the substance of the water of life. I have sought for years and seen no sign, except the jibes and ridicule of these merry men. The sheikh laughed and said to him, O simpleton, this is the tree of knowledge in the sage, very high and very grand and very far spreading, a water of life from the all-encompassing sea.
One word over there, excuse my bad English. What did it mean, simpleton? Because you know what the word in Persian is? Salim. Remember salam, Islam, musallam, all coming from one word, which is healthy, which means tender, and it's very positive. If you're salim, means you're healthy, you're not crazy, you're not bad fellow. The word is salim, and simpleton is just the opposite. To me, I'm sorry, but to me it's opposite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here he will say, you healthy, good fellow, is salim. I talked about this Salim, Salem, Musallam, Taslim. All that from word Salama, there are a lot of different meanings, and some part the people, they mistake it with something else. Let's drop it, yes.
They have turned it to
say. I don't know. It's a mistake, maybe. No, because simple term. No way. Yes.
Thou hast gone after the form, O ignorant man. Hence thou art without fruit and produce from the bough of reality. Sometimes it is named tree, sometimes sun, sometimes it is named sea, sometimes cloud. That one from which 100,000 effects arise, its least effects are everlasting life. Although it is single, it hath 1,000 effects. Innumerable names befit that one. One person may be a father in relation to thee. In regard to another individual, he may be son.
You see? How clever. Okay, he started to explain it. This is that Hakim. I say, oh, you wealthy fellow, listen. That tree is tree of knowledge. It is so and so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But you went to form. Therefore, you are misinformed or non. You became non-informed. This tree has so many different names, so many different aspects, because we want to explain that pure knowledge of enlightenment, which is a tree, because it grows and all that stuff. So it depends where we are, we choose this word, that word, that word, that word. And you realize that it's heavy, this meaning that, okay, so what should I do? Because it is like this. Look at you. You could be father to someone. At the same time, you are son to someone else. So what are you? The meaning depends on the other part of this connection. It's not a single. So when we talk about that tree, we are talking about the tree and the enlightened people who know that tree. That works that way. That's why there is no simple explanation. It depends where we talk about it, so it has different name, different so and so. In different stories, we will bring in different kind of instrument to explain it. Yes?
In regard to another, he may be wrath and a foe. In regard to another, he may be graciousness and a friend. Hundreds of thousands of names. He is one man. The owner of every quality belonging to him is blind to giving any description. Whoever seeks the name, if he is entrusted, he is hopeless and in distraction.
If you're looking for enlightenment and you're looking for the name of an enlightened fellow, you're silly. Because that's not the way it works. Enlightened fellow depends where, when, who, with whom, all of that. So it's not as simple stuff like you. You are not only your name, your meaning. The meaning that, oh, I always repeat myself that. The meaning that is outside. I mean, me being teacher. What is the meaning of teacher? In me? In this, all of it, if there is no you, and I'm sitting down here, and I'm talking, maybe something is wrong. Because this, we're talking here about the relationship, right? This is one of the things that you should correct in your mind. When we talk about enlightenment, you think about one fellow, enlightened fellow, one fellow. There are 100,000 of enlightened fellows, to us is one. Because it's beyond all these explanations. Here we give you the name of it, but it's not the name. What's in it? The word love. Okay, everybody, love, and you put that heart here. But the meaning is deeper, is somewhere else. Yes?
Why dost thou stick to the name tree, so that thou art left bitterly disappointed and ill-fortuned? Pass on from the name, and look at the attributes, in order that the attributes may show thee the way to the essence. The disagreement of mankind is caused by names. Peace ensues when they advance to the reality.
Exactly. But only one question for you, Will. What did you do with that word that I said grooming misspelled intentionally? Remember? It's verse 3604, I think. Yeah. That sh stuck, right?
Oh, yeah.
That sh stuck, whatever you did with it, here you have the repetition of that. In verse 3665, there is again that word, again misspelled. To chibar chafsi. Instead of chasbi, is chafsi. The same sh stuck is here. No, I don't know. Whatever you did with that one, remember to do with this one. I don't know how you do it.
No comments.
No, I don't want to impose anything. But it's the same stuff. Okay, next story. Now this is a very simple story, it doesn't need any explanation, and it's very famous. There are these four guys from four different countries, tourists, sitting down somewhere, and they have a little bit of money. One of them will say, I need grape. The other one will say, no, I want grape. The other one will say, no, I want grape. Because they don't understand each other. Said, okay, if somebody will show you the grape, there is no complication, right? But the word, the name of that stuff, depends on who you are, what you're used to, and stuff. So all these namings, remember that, is really critical. Because a knowledgeable fellow could make it happen to understand it all. Yes.
How four persons quarreled about grapes, which were known to each of them by a different name. A certain man gave a dirham to four persons. One of them, a Persian, said, I will spend this on angur. The second one was an Arab. He said, no, I want inab, not angur, no rascal. The third was a Turk, and he said, this is mine. I don't want inab. I want uzum. The fourth, a Greek, said, stop this talk. I want istafil. These people began fighting in contention with one another because they were unaware of the hidden meaning of the names. In their folly, they smote each other with their fists. They were full of ignorance and empty of knowledge. If a master of the esoteric had been there, a revered and many-languaged man, he would have pacified them. And then he would have said, with this one dirham, I will give all of you what you wish. When without deceit you surrender your hearts, this dirham will do all this for you. Your one dirham will become four, the result desired. Four enemies will become one through unanimity. What each one of you says produces strife and separation. What I say brings you agreement. Therefore be mute, keep silence, that I may be your tongue in speech and talk.
Moment, highlight this, because this is that insatu, remember? Zip it, the order of Muhammad. He said, while you are, somebody is reading Quran, keep quiet, all of you. when the